This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
And at 9:04, it's time now for Sports Saturday, brought to you by Prairie Farms Dairy in Carlinville. Taste the homemade goodness of Prairie Farms. By Bruce Webb Insurance in Farmersville and Raymond. By Security National Bank, with locations to serve you in Witt, Coffeyne, Irving, and Fillmore. By Midwest Basement Technologies, call 618-372-7077. By the Huff Funeral Homes in Raymond, Farmersville, and Hillsboro. By Kurtz 24-hour heavy and light-duty towing of Litchfield. And by Hillsboro Area Hospital, your front door to a world of healthcare. Here are the guys. It's Tim Mize, Terry Tote, and Uncle Ralph.
Topanot, thank you very much, and welcome to WSMI Sports Saturday, and we're all back again.
Yes, yeah. Back in the saddle again.
Yeah.
Saddle's getting a little bit smaller, that's all. And it's not as much fun to ride in anymore.
That was that was Gene Autry, wasn't it? Back in the saddle again.
I don't know. I have no idea.
I think I will have to defer to you, Uncle Ralph.
Yeah.
I think that was old Gene Autry. Yeah.
If you want to talk about old rock and roll, I could talk about that, but the old stuff like that, no, not me. Oh, no, sorry.
You know, you'd be surprised talking about that a couple years ago at the Hillsboro Moose. They had a trivia night, and one of the questions was, it was like Tom Mix and Gene Autry and Roy Rogers, and I don't know, Hoplone Casty, there was half a dozen of them, and what was their horse's names? And, well, I'll tell you what, that stumped a lot.
Oh, I bet so.
I bet.
A lot of people.
Well, Uncle Ralph, when you say a couple years ago, I mean, that could be 10,
well, yeah,
20.
It could have been 20.
I don't know.
No, what did I have for breakfast? What day? You know? Yeah.
I just like the way you're able to put things in perspective.
Right? He always does.
That's right. And everybody has that ability.
Yeah. That's right.
Hey, Uncle Ralph, I have a pleasant report. We broadcast from Black Diamond Days last night, and Mickey was running with his head chopped off, so has changed.
He does that at Bunnell every Tuesday night.
He had a grill that malfunctioned. They didn't know if they were going to get it fired up, and that's their main thing for the Chamber of Commerce. So he was in overtime last night.
Oh, yeah. You ought to watch him over at Bunnell on Tuesday night.
And could Black Diamond Days come at a better time? For folks in Gillespie after what happened last week. It's good for them to be able to have their annual celebration this year, getting good weather this weekend. So,
you know,
Gillespie's coming along, and I drive past, obviously, the gymnasium every day on my way to work. And, boy, what they did in 7 days to the pit is nothing short of remarkable.
Yeah, and it's
but let's put – they've had experience.
Right. Yeah. Well, that's true. Not their first rodeo.
It's not their first rodeo, kids.
It's almost a fairy tale what's happened to that school district in the last 3 or 4 years.
Well, what I find amazing is when you drive through Gillespie and you look at the path of that storm, it took out the center field fence and the baseball diamond, leveled the concession stand, took down the front part of the pit. That tornado somehow went right around, basically, that new school. Like, I guess there was a little damage to the new school. But when you, like, look at the path of destruction, like, I think to myself, how fortunate are they that, that it just
it could have leveled the whole thing again. Yeah. Could have leveled the whole thing. And you know, they had the mine sink and all this stuff. I mean, that school district has really had.
But fortunately, no one got hurt.
Yes. You're right. That's the awesome thing. And to me, I think it's amazing and awesome that the pit is going to be salvaged.
Oh, yeah.
I love that, Jim.
I mean,
even if you didn't go to Gillespie, everyone has memories of the pit.
Even people who hate the pit have memories of the pit.
That's right. I love the pit. Like all the places we go to do high school games, Terry, there's no atmosphere quite like the pit. Like, it's nostalgic when you're in there.
Yeah.
The fans are right on you.
Oh, man.
And they're right on the floor, you know, and
Used to have that old restraining line.
Yes,
in there.
Old restraining line. Yeah, absolutely,
And back 100 years ago when I was in high school, I tell you what, Gillespie was tough to beat. They had some good athletes, and they knew every inch of that floor.
Well, you want to talk home court advantage. You know, that's a home court advantage. They got various dead spots in the floor, so you got to know were those. I remember there was always one corner that wasn't quite as well lit as the rest of the floor, you know.
But I think every gymnasium has that.
Well, it does. But, yeah. You know, you got it's like Wrigley yeah. Field. You got the yes. pillars yes. blocking. You know, if yeah. you get there too late, you're going to sit right behind a pillar. Just all sorts of great things that you don't get with these yeah. new buildings. So it's kinda, awesome to know that pit is still going to be there.
And even before they revamped all the pit and really spruced it up, I can remember in the old days there used to be a stage on the, what was it, the south end of the gymnasium, I guess. I'm getting all messed up here. But anyway, where the end where the weight room is, mm-hmm. There was a stage. And that's where we used to broadcast. And at least half a dozen times a game, here comes a basketball flying up through, mm-hmm. you know, and we got to be pretty good catching that or at least deflecting it away, you know. So it was, you were right there on the floor. You saw it all. You heard it, you know. And it was just an interesting experience. And, yeah, I'm glad the pit's going to be.
Yeah, I thought if there was any way of salvaging it, they would go that yeah. way. And rightfully so, because, like you say, it's going to a game in Gillespie at the pit is like going to Wrigley Field, Tim.
It really is, you know.
You sit behind a post, you know. You pay $50 for a seat, and where's my seat? Right behind the steel beam. Yeah.
Oh, that's my luck.
You got to keep the stadium up somehow, man.
Well, fellas, anyway. Here we sit on the second day, or the second Saturday of June, yeah. I should say, and today marks the official end to the high school sporting season. Yeah. They will play the championship games for 3 and 4A baseball and softball today. And coming up later on in the show, we're going to have kind of a look back at the high school sports season through, I guess, the eyes of WSMI Sports. We kind of put something together of all the different games and exciting finishes that we had this year. A little montage,
yes,
if you will, to kind of capture the essence of the high school sports season. But it really was a very exciting high school sports season in the WSMI listening area.
Really, when we talk about high school sports, Tim, the past year, we can drop down to elementary grade school, yep. and we had some outstanding teams. Mount Olive, Nokomis, we had outstanding teams in the grade schools.
In fact, in the basketball, the IESA basketball tournaments, I think we've been to a state tournament. Well, see, Litchfield won it back-to-back, Southwestern win, and then finished second, and then Mount Olive. So that's 4 years in a row we've been at a state tournament championship game mm-hmm. at the IESA level. And, of course, last fall, the Nokomis baseball team won the 1A state tournament. And,
and of course, this all bodes well for the schools who are involved, bodes well for their programs in the future when you have these 7th and 8th grade teams doing well. You hope the future looks pretty good for the high school program.
And a lot of times, junior high sports don't really get a lot of coverage because, well, let's just be honest, a lot of people just aren't really interested in it unless your kid mm-hmm. or grandkid is on the team. But you can go back farther than 4 or 5 years there. I mean, there's been a long run here of where local junior high teams, pick a sport, doesn't matter, really have success at the state tournament level.
Oh, yeah. And it's interesting because once a team gets to a state tournament game, that's generally when we pick up our coverage because it's just there's just so many other logistics involved and costs involved and that sort of thing. But it's interesting that when you show up to these championship games, they know who we are because we're about the only radio station that actually covers its junior high teams on a regular basis. What do you need? You know, we know what you guys need, and here's your program. And, you know, some places you walk in, and, well, they want to charge you for a program. And, these guys, they know. Here's your program, and here's your spot. And, you know, it's kind of an interesting little setup. So.
And while we're talking about that, Terry, kudos to all of the schools in our area. When you go there to do a ball game, basketball, football, whatever, they roll out the red carpet. You know, anything you want, they're there to give it to you.
The great thing about where we are is that we can just walk in. I mean, they don't really have to treat us any special. Mm-hmm. We're just part of the landscape, kind of. And you know, that's what I like about it. It's just, we belong there, and we show up, we do our thing, and we have fun, and we enjoy what we do. And we're always reminded we're guests in people's
homes. And, Terry, you've said it so many times over the years, but it's so true that the people that we deal with for the schools that we cover, the athletic directors, the coaches, I mean, they treat us remarkably well. They give us whatever we need all the time. So, I mean, to all the ADs and all the coaches that we deal with on a regular basis, semi-regular basis, whatever it is, thank you very much.
Yes.
For making, they make our job easy.
Oh, sure. And especially during spring, the spring weather. Yeah. I mean, when you're trying to reschedule baseball and softball and girls soccer and track and field and you know, you've got perhaps officials canceling at 2:30 in the afternoon for a 4:30 game, and you're going, uh-oh, what do we do now?
Where's Louie?
Where's Louie? Yeah. You know, it can drive you mad, but, you know, they take care of us. And
part of the game.
It is part of the game. But
part of the game, but it behooves us to mention that the people are so good to WSMI's sports staff that seeing that whatever you want, you've got. You know, just great. and the most of the facilities we go to now, and you guys go a lot more than I do, but they're good facilities. You have a good view of the playing field, or it's a baseball game or what. Basketball, you know, you're pretty well have a full view of everything that's going on.
As long as you're not going to Tuscola.
Yeah.
Well, right next to Tuscola is Arcola. And last Saturday I visited with a friend, former employee here, Randy Miller, who's got his own set of stations, and he was celebrating his 40th year in radio and had a chance to be on his station and talk with him a little bit. And he's helped me out in finding jobs and ending up where I am now. And I appreciate what everything he did. But I reminded him of the story where, here I'm a probie, and he's doing play-by-play sports. We go to Arcola, and we get kicked out of the press box because Randy is Randy.
Randy being Randy,
yeah. We had a little trouble with our signal bleeding over on the PA system, and they didn't really take kindly to it. And there was a little cussing and discussing going on, and we ended up doing the remainder of the game. He was on top of a ladder, and I was standing on the ground. So
nice.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, I didn't remember that. I said, of course not. You know, that's those kind of things you black out.
And when we're passing out kudos to the schools and stuff, kudos also to our predecessors right here at the radio station, the guys that did the announcing when you first started and stuff, you know. Some great people.
Well, I remember buying my first FM radio as a kid and listening to Johnny Crawley do play-by-play basketball, which was just absolutely enthralled me. Just, I'm going, wow, this is cool, you know.
Johnny Crawley had the natural ability to make you think you were sitting right there at the game.
Sure.
He was very good at that.
Well, the thing about Johnny is, of course, with the business he was in, he sold school supplies virtually to every school in the district. So he always had the inside scoop.
Yep.
That was it. Johnny, you know, he was Mr. Gossip. He knew it. You know, that was the great thing about him. He really knew what was going on. He's such a great guy.
And he had the ability to dump all that stuff in that screen and shake it and shake out the chaff the good stuff.
And, you know, and Johnny made his name here doing basketball, but he was a big sports fan. I remember had him on the sports show a couple times, and you know, he was very knowledgeable about all sorts of
things.
And
he played sports. Sure. We had a softball league in Hillsborough, and John played on one of the teams, and those were the good old days.
I remember one of the interesting stories he told me about. He was working at a station in Decatur before he came to WSMI, and they had a game at Champaign. And they had to make sure that the game got done in time because he had to take the train back to Decatur. And if they missed the train, they'd be in Champaign overnight.
Yeah.
It was one of those crazy things back in the, you know, way back when. So.
Yeah. But they were the pioneers of where we are today, you know. It's the technology and everything that was then and what's now is just blows your mind.
A little different. We need to get to a break here on WSMI Sports Saturday. Back with more in just a moment.
Are you spring cleaning? Ever wonder how to tackle the stacks of statements and bills? Sign up for Security National Bank's online and e-statements and view them in your internet banking or download them from our secure site. You can then tackle that stack of bills by using our bill pay, which is free when you sign up for e-statements. Call your local branch to find out more information or sign up today. Security National Bank, big enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Kurt's 24-hour heavy and light-duty towing has moved to the Goodyear building behind Denny's in Litchfield. Kurt's has commercial Goodyear tires and complete exhaust, and now is a Hertz car rental agency. And of course, heavy and light-duty towing. Kurt's crew cab rollback can transport your family and your car. Kurt's 24-hour towing can tow anything from your semi to your motorcycle. When you need a tow, remember 324-2400. Kurt's 24-hour towing in Litchfield. Remember 324-2400. If you have leaky, wet, and musty basements and crawl spaces, Midwest Basement Tech has a permanent guaranteed solution. There's only one place to call. Midwest Basement Tech, 1-800-848-9805. Serving Central Illinois for over 30 years with local service techs and free estimates. Don't make a mistake with your home's foundation repairs. Call now, 1-800-848-9805, or visit them on the web at MidwestBasementTech.com for money-saving coupons.
And at 919, let's take a look at the weather forecast brought to you by Paris Frozen Foods in Hillsboro. It's the home of the Big Porky. Sunny skies for today. Expect highs in the upper 70s. Becoming cloudy for tonight. There is a chance for some rain tonight. We'll have a low of around 60 degrees. And then for tomorrow, cloudy skies and showers likely. Expect a high Sunday of around 75 degrees. Extended look at the forecast for you Monday through Wednesday. Chance for showers Monday and Wednesday. We'll have partly cloudy skies on Tuesday. Expect highs in the low 80s. The lows will be of around 60 degrees. At 919, we have a temperature reading of 70 degrees. And the weather forecast is brought to you by Paris Frozen Foods in Hillsboro. It's the home of the Big Porky. Sports Saturday continues right after this.
Farming doesn't follow an 8-to-5 schedule. A slow week is 60 to 80 hours. My land, livestock, and family rely on me. That's why I bought farm insurance from Auto Owners Insurance, because every policy comes with a local agent, a real person who lives right in my community, who I can rely on to keep my farm covered no matter what.
See the Bruce Webb Insurance Agency in Farmersville or Raymond.
And at 9:20, Sports Saturday continues. Once again, here's Tim Mize, Terry Tote, and Uncle Ralph.
Tobinot, thank you very much. We're back here on WSMI Sports Saturday.
You know, I mentioned to Randy this morning that since the high school sports season will come to an end tonight with the conclusion of the 3A and 4A softball and baseball tournaments, maybe we need to have a big digital clock like they have at NASA to count down to football Friday.
not a bad idea.
Yeah, yeah.
It'll be here before we know it.
Yes,
that
it
much
will.
We do
will.
Know.
2 weeks. Start the countdown and next thing you know, it will be
that's
here
because right,
we're
right.
Rapidly approaching the middle of June here, July, August.
Be here
bingo.
In 2 weeks.
2 weeks.
It'll seem like 2 weeks.
It'll seem like 2 weeks. You're right. You're right.
Well, what are we, 30 days away from pro football training camp?
Oh, yeah.
Probably something like that.
Yeah.
The NFL's a year-round
well,
gig now.
Most sports are anymore. But
They try to make it a year-round
they're
thing.
Trying.
Yeah.
They're trying their darndest. So the high school sports season officially wraps up today. We got a little montage of the season that was that we're going to bring to you in just a moment. But, Terry, over the years, and this year was no different, the volume of high school sports that we cover here at WSMI, I mean, it's a lot. And we see a lot of exciting action as a result.
Yes, we do. And I'm never I guess I should say I'm always surprised on the nice compliments we get from people. And I know, and you've been here long enough now, you're going to start falling into this category where people are going to come back and say, I remember you did my game, you know, the championship game of the county tournament or whatever. They're going to come back and they're going to say that. And, you know, and that's what we want to do. We want to create some positive memories. We are guests in people's homes. That's why we do what we do. We like to have some fun doing it. And if you can't have fun doing a ball game, for God's sakes, why in the world are you even in the business?
Right.
You know,
yeah.
That's what it's all about. And to make this possible, what people need to realize is that we have a core group of sponsors who are with us year in and year out. And without them, none of this happens. I mean, absolutely zero happens if we don't have the local businesses backing our local teams so we can bring these broadcasts to you. It is that important because no dough, no show.
That's right.
Literally.
So we had a lot of teams win championships this year. We had a lot of exciting finishes to a variety of different ball games. So we've kind of boiled down months
it's a
of sports broadcast. Yes.
A bouillabaisse.
We got it down into about 4 minutes. So here we go. The sports season that was through WSMI.
Archibald stretches and pitches, swing and a fly ball. This may do it. Out to B.J. Chaussee. Make the catch, B.J. Game over! And the Braves are the Class 1A State Baseball Champions in 2012. As they race out on the field, hug each other. The fans of the stands congratulate each other, and there'll be a big old celebration in Nokomis.
That might do it. That might do it. 4 seconds to go. Can you believe it? Game over. Bombers champions. How about that? The Bombers of Mount Olive have won the state championship in Class 2A.
Brendan Stewart has the Carlinville first down. He breaks free. High step. 10, 5, touchdown. Cavvy. Brendan. Trying to get outside, mission accomplished. Stewart, down the sideline, he's loose. 30, speed, 25, still on his feet, touchdown.
Wow.
Carlinville, how about that? That is an answer.
That's
Brendan
an
Stewart,
answer.
Have wow. yourself a day, young man.
Sharp, a long three-pointer.
Oh! Sharp from this side of half court.
What a finish, what a tournament. What a night of championship basketball as the Litchfield boys and girls are taking home both crowns here at the 2012 Carlinville Holiday Basketball Tournament.
The Birds are the champions of the Macoupin County Tournament in 2013. They win the championship battle over Gillespie.
Russo let the fly go to the
goal! He fights it in at midcourt! How about that? Peyton Musso from midcourt, let it fly, and banked it home.
DuBartle, three for the tie.
Score. And North Mac is going to win the Macoupin County Championship as the fans will rush the floor.
I told you, Hud, I told you. Wright's going to make this next free throw and give the Redskins a 40-39 lead. Thank you, sir.
3-2-1, to state we go. Score on Friday for the Redskins because they're going to be at
Oh, and Litchfield can sense it now. The bench rises, the fans rise, and Litchfield is elite in 2013 for the second time in 3 years. Litchfield can call themselves sectional champions.
Hang on, here we go. Tied at 42, 15 seconds to go. Nokomis with the ball. Here's Huber out to Herbstreit with 10. Back to Evan with 9. Herbstreit with 8. Skins get one shot at this. Here's Herbstreit. Gives off to Huber with 4. Evan from the left elbow. Got it!
Got it!
He got it! On the ground a second. Rogers has it. On the first, the Cavities have won the regional championship as the Cavaliers are mobbing each other between the mound and first base. Unbelievable. What a week for the Carlinville Cavaliers.
Jake to the stretch. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Game over! Wildcats are regional champions. A called third strike. Minetti retired. That was the eighth strikeout of the day for Mount Olive pitching, the seventh of the day for Jake Niehaus, and the Wildcats are regional champions.
It'll be a line drive into right. Andrew Fry's got a beat on it, and he makes the catch. And with that, the Southwestern Piasaw Birds are champions of the Gillespie Regional.
Here's the pitch. Hartog swings, shoots it into right. It drops in front of the right fielder. Here comes Thompson racing home. Here comes the throw. Save! Wildcats win! They'll play the sectional championship. A base hit into right field by Bartok. The game-winning RBI. And the Wildcats win this one in 10 innings, 2-1.
There you go.
How about that?
The sports season that was boiled down to 4 minutes. It's easy to forget over the course from football into the spring how many great games there were, how many teams won championships. Like, remember Carlinville's football season was amazing, and they were an eyelash away from beating Casey Westfield in round two. And I said it at the time, and I continue to say it. I've told Chad East today a number of times. They win that game, which they were an eyelash away.
They're going to win the
thing. They go to state.
I
am convinced of it. That team was loaded. That was a great high school football team, and they were just, so close.
But look at all the great kids we got to see. And that entertained us, entertained grandma and grandpa, moms and dads, just fans in general. And that's the one thing about the radio station. We have some of the greatest fans that listen, and if it's a game – that maybe is not from their local town, it's still a local team. It's still their game to listen to on WSMI.
So. And especially in the wintertime, guys, when you're doing high school basketball games. Our friends out there who are getting elderly or for one reason or another can't go to the game or can't get out of their house, they sit there by the radio faithfully and listen to those broadcasts. And that's what it's all about. That's why we're here, to present them with that program.
And we do more basketball games than anything just because there's more games and it's the longest season. But, boy, at the start of the year, I think a lot of people were wondering, what's going to be the quality of play? What's the quality of team going to be like in the listening area this year? And it wound up being exceptional, really, when you boil it down. I mean, we had a lot of competitive games. We had several teams make deep runs into the postseason. Of course, Nokomis got all the way to state, brought home hardware. But it was just another year where, when you look back on it, not really surprising that we had teams winning the type of championships they did.
And we're pretty well blessed in this area. We have not only the South Central Conference, but you got Nokomis and some of the other teams around that really create a good atmosphere. They play well, and they win ball games, and so they make it fun.
And maybe one of these years when the Litchfield girls win a sectional championship, they won't run into the top-ranked private school in the state.
Yeah, that's
perhaps.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's going to happen.
That's a subject that we've broached many, many times.
Yes, it
is. And I've got a solution for it. And it's just, you know, if you're a public school, you're a public school. If you're not a public school, you're a non-boundary school. And you figure it out just like they do the co-op now, no matter whether you're a private school or whatever, a co-op, it's all figured the same. If this kid comes from a district with 1,600 kids, boom, it's 1,600 added to the enrollment. So
that
would figure it out. That would make it.
That would solve a lot of problems.
That'd solve all the problems.
And when we're talking about schools and stuff, they've had a couple of years under their belt now, but kudos to North Mac
because
Gerard and Verdon went together. No problems. The kids knew each other, and they have really put a gangbuster program together.
I think the folks up there hoped that this would be the result, but there was no way to know that it would come together so fast, and not just one sport. I mean, we're talking about success across the board.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. You know, it takes good coaching, takes good athletes and a little bit of luck. And when you throw that into the mix, good things tend to happen. And they've had their fair share of that. And they've got that program off and to a great start. I can't wait for Football Friday to get here. I mean, it's an exciting time. And I know coaches need a break and teachers need a break and kids need a break. But when it's here, we'll be ready.
That's right.
But you know what? Those kids that need a break and stuff, Terry, they'll be anxiously awaiting football season to come so they can get back at it.
And Tim, you and I have had an opportunity to speak to classes this past year. And something, by the way, we thoroughly enjoy. And if you're an educator or a member of a civic group, we're available. I mean, we like to talk about our jobs. And in fact, one line I always say, it beats working for a living.
Right.
And I really mean that because it's a pretty good gig to have. But we have the good fortune of going around to schools and sharing our stories and it's just a neat thing that we are able to do. Not every little community has radio coverage, and we're proud to be kind of the part of the mix here. So we enjoy it.
Like you say, beats working for a
living. It beats working for a living.
I've used that line a number of times.
Oh, yeah. My favorite office is in a gymnasium.
Right.
Yeah. Right. That's where you feel most comfortable.
That's right.
From our standpoint here at the radio station, it'll only get better.
Well, we hope so. I mean, certainly things are in place right now. And everything cycles through. School programs cycle through. But you generally have competitive programs and you know. We'll have good teams. We'll have some surprises next year, and that's why it keeps us coming. That's one thing sports delivers on. You don't know what's going to happen.
In the era of reality television, sports is the ultimate reality TV, so to speak, because you never know what's going to happen. Every year is different. Every day is different. There's just no way to – who would have thought that the Nokomis Redskins would win third place at state this year? Who would have thought?
Well –
At the start of the year.
But at the start of the year, we all said, you know, none of their losses are to Class 1A schools.
That's true.
And we said, you know, let's see how they go. And once they hit that Litchfield Invitational Tournament, you're going, wow.
Yeah.
They're clicking on all cylinders here.
They come together.
They did.
They come together, and they had a very successful
thing about Nokomis that surprised me is they just absolutely bashed the two teams they played in the sectional.
Right.
Just bashed them. I mean, they were clicking on all cylinders. My gosh. So, and then the great overtime win against Gallatin County and the Super. So,
think about the postseason games we had this year. We had the Carlinville football game at KZ Westfield,
which was a great game.
It's the best high school football game that I've seen since I've worked at WSMI. It's just an awesome back and forth game between two great programs, throughout the course of the state. So we had that great playoff football game. You mentioned the outstanding super sectional overtime thriller between Nokomis and Gallatin County. And then, my goodness, the baseball game, the regional week that we had was unbelievable.
And we didn't have a rainout.
Which we had a lightout.
Yeah, we had a,
Cronville had to play over the course of 2 days, ran out of sunshine, played 11 innings in the quarterfinal, came back the next day, played one inning, and won as they made their run through that Vandalia regional. So Cronville had a great baseball season. Mon Olive won their first baseball regional in a long time. So of the three main sports that we cover, football, basketball, baseball, softball, I mean, we had outstanding postseason coverage to bring.
Yes, we did.
And you know, guys, we want everybody to win. We want all the schools to win and have success. But what a great thing it was for Mon Olive's. Their programs have been down a little in the last few years. Here they come out, and they have two teams do well, one grade school and one high school, and great.
And we talked about the storm that rolled through Gillespie. Don't forget.
Right.
Rolled through Mon Olive a couple weeks prior. The baseball team kind of had that in the back of their minds probably, too, as they made their magical run.
And the neat thing about that baseball run by Mon Olive is, you know, I pulled out my old scorebook from 1990, you know, and some of the guys that were on that team had the kids playing, and they're helping out with the baseball team. And the thing that you look back on that sectional in 1990, you had, you know, Matt Tomso, whose son was the leadoff hitter, and he was drafted by the Cardinals and had an awesome slider. Just, he was a wicked pitcher. And they had a little left-hander named Steve Greatalk, who was a heck of a pitcher for Mon Olive. Also that year, you had Sean Watson pitching for Southwestern, and he was being looked at by the Mets. And then, of course, they found this guy named Jason Isringhausen. And then you had Eric Weaver, who was pitching for the Tri-City Eliopolis Co-op back then. And, of course, he had a major league career. So you had an absolutely loaded sectional tournament at Gordon Moore Park that year.
You look at Mon Olive, and going back years ago, they've had a lot of outstanding athletes, especially in baseball, you know, who made it to the big time or almost made it to the big time. They've had some out, including our old buddy Roger Crotable.
Sure. Well, you know, and it's neat because every town has its own set of heroes. And it's good to recognize them from time to time and reminisce about them from time to time because it gives, I think, athletes a goal to try to shoot for. And if you don't have a goal, you're obviously not going to reach it. But if you're trying to reach a goal, you know, sometimes you need to incorporate the historical aspects of what's happened at the school and try to use that as motivation.
And while we're talking about this, guys, kudos. Yesterday was the annual Magoopin Montgomery County Crime Stoppers Golf Tournament, Indian Springs. 38 teams. We had to cut it off at 38 teams. Cooked 600 pork chops, and they scarfed them all down. And
didn't take them long to scarf them down, did it, Ralph?
No. I swear those guys hadn't eaten for a week. I thought they was going to start taking them off the grill raw. But anyhow, great day weather-wise, a great, like I said, 38 teams, and everybody had a good time, and kudos to the whole organization of Montgomery Magoopin County Crime Stoppers.
All that eating wasn't influenced by another thing, was it?
A little bit, yeah, a little bit. You know, you don't want to get a pork chop caught in your throat. You got to have something to wash it down.
Yeah.
And that's not mentioning any beverages.
No, of course not. No. Of course not. Now, next week, we'll be on the road
yes.
at the Chili Dome.
We're going to the Chili Dome in Farmersville. It'll be Irish Days. The celebration will get underway on Thursday evening, and then we're going to be there on Saturday morning when they start cooking chili, and there'll be all sorts of neat things going on. We always have a blast when we go to Farmersville.
And it's going to be cooler this time than it's been. The last couple of years we've been there, it was hot.
Yeah,
last year I think the old thermometer before the day was over was bumping right on 100.
Right on 100. Right, yeah. Yeah. It was pretty brutal the last couple of years. So maybe this year be a little bit cooler. But we always enjoy going to Irish Days, and you know, such great hosts, and being in the Chili Dome itself is just quite an honor.
That's right. And one of the great town picnics around. It's been going on for eons. And we've got a lot of good friends up there, a lot of good people in that area.
And next week kind of kicks off our summer series for Sports Saturday. We've got some exciting guests lined up for the summer. Matt Hughes is going to be joining us in studio at some point this summer. And this was a good idea you had, Terry, a few years ago to really, in the summertime, because we deal in high school sports. Yeah. That's what we do. And so when we had the downtime to kind of catch up with some of the local people around the area who really – have such a large role throughout the season.
And a chance to spotlight him for a whole program. Again, one of my favorite programs we ever did was when we had Coach Lofka and Coach DeBrino in here. Mm-hmm. Two guys that you couldn't get to say 10 words on a post-game interview because they didn't want to talk about themselves or any one person in particular. But when they sat down here together, they opened up. And what that to me is probably one of my favorite Sports Saturday shows we have ever done. And what a tremendous honor it was to have those two guys here.
And when you sat across the table from them and looked at the wealth of knowledge between those two gentlemen of high school sports, it just was overwhelming. And talking about having guys on, I told Terry, hopefully if his health will allow him, later on in the summer, we'll get Glenn Hobby to come out. Glenn had quite a major league career. And when we talk of our local athletes who went on to the big show, certainly you have to put Glenn in that category.
Coming up a little bit later on in July, we're going to be visiting the Bottomley Roughing Chalk Baseball Museum during the weekend of the Nokomis Homecoming. That's always a neat thing to go over there. And they keep adding to that museum year after year. And man, if you're a baseball fan, you just kind of stand in there and you just kind of let it absorb into your skin. It's really neat.
When you get a little bit older, guys, I can go to the museum there in Nokomis, and I look at some of the awesome baseball players that's enshrined there, Red Ruffing and Jim Bottomley and all those guys and what they did. Looking back in the record books while we're talking about that a little bit, everybody talks about 1941. Of course, Ted Williams was the last guy to hit over 400. Prior to that, I think, and I didn't go back. I just went back to about 1900. But prior to that, there was about 14 guys that hit over 400 for the season.
The game has changed.
A lot more specialty pitching. Lefty versus lefty matchups, that sort of thing. The travel, the pressures caused by the demand of the popularity of the sport.
The first thing you mentioned, though, the specialty relievers, I think that probably has as much to do with the lower batting averages now than back in the day. Because, when Ted Williams hit 400, great accomplishment, heck of a hitter. But, when you're getting to face a pitcher when he's out of gas – for the fourth time in the day, your chances of getting a hit are going up exponentially. Whereas now, by the sixth inning, you're facing a brand new reliever. Then in your bat in the eighth, you're facing a brand new reliever.
And as good as Ted Williams was, Ted Williams' teams were not successful.
No.
and it's about, not that it was Ted Williams' fault, it wasn't, but the fact of the matter is, it's about winning as a team.
I think the most thing about Ted Williams is he lost almost six full seasons out of his career to the military, which what records would he have set?
Ralph, there's a lot of Major League Baseball players, professional athletes in general, that lost time because of their service to our country.
Ted Williams just happened to lose more because he was in the reserves and he got called back into the Korean War.
Right.
And that's what cost him an extra probably 2 years, maybe a little bit more. But, you're right. Stan Musial, Joe DiMaggio, all those guys had time out.
And that's something that's really changed, too. I mean, the only really modern athlete, and I'm sure there's more, but Pat Tillman, the NFL player, is really the only person in the modern time that I can think of that gave up. And it's harder for a professional athlete to do that now just because of the money that can be made.
Absolutely.
But Pat Tillman gave up his football career to join the Army Rangers. I mean, that doesn't happen.
No. And it's not compulsory. Military is not compulsory then. Back then it was.
Right,
you know, if you were drafted,
got to go.
Whole different ball of wax back then.
You mentioned Williams, though. The closest to 400, George Brett, correct me if I'm wrong?
Yeah, 390-something. They had a nice interview with him over the weekend when the Cardinals was in St. Louis. When you look at sports, George Brett, another class act.
Oh, yeah.
They just hired him as an interim hitting coach for the Royals.
They needed help.
He may be a class act, but the most famous video of the acting like a raging maniac storming out of the
pine
tower.
Well, everybody's...
If memory serves me right, Tim McClellan was the home plate umpire, and he was on that play. He was also part of a corked back situation with Sammy Sosa.
Correct.
He'd been involved in all sorts of different goofy things with bats and hitters and stuff like that. So.
But all those guys, all those umpires, whatever they did, just mentioned the name Dinkinger.
Anymore, it's Angel Hernandez.
Whenever the Cardinals were in Kansas City, whatever it was, last week or the week before, they were panning the crowd, and some Royals fan actually had a Dinkinger T-shirt. It had 85 for the number and Dinkinger across the back of the royal blue. It was quite funny.
You know, that's what makes baseball the great game that it is. It's just little stuff like that.
Yeah.
You know, just like Tim, you've been there and I've been there. It's just like you can't explain. You can sit here and talk all day, but you can't explain what it is to sit in Wrigley Field and watch a ball game.
No,
I think you'll agree with me.
Yeah, you just have to experience it.
Yeah.
It's neat. There's nothing like it, especially when it's Cards, Cubs.
Oh, that adds to it.
That adds to
it. And the fans?
Cards, Cubs on Friday afternoon at Wrigley Field, to me, that is baseball. That's as good as Major League Baseball gets to me.
Sure.
Friday afternoon, Cards, Cubs, and Wrigley.
And it doesn't start with when the game starts.
No.
It starts about 9 o'clock in the morning. People milling around the ballpark.
Or maybe 9 o'clock the previous night.
They may have been there from the previous night.
And that's the thing, like all these new ballparks going up, they're fabulous-looking ballparks. But, I mean, Wrigley Field literally right in the middle of
and
the
you,
community.
Yeah, and you go in there and sit down and say, well, I hope this don't fall in before the game's over. You know,
there's no guarantee. There's no guarantee. We need to get to another break here on Sports Saturday. Back with more in just a moment.
Summer will be here before you know it, which makes it time to find a refreshing beverage for those hot summer days. How about farmer-owned Prairie Farms new iced coffees? With flavors such as mocha, vanilla, and caramel, you'll have a great new summertime drink. Also, for those who may be lactose intolerant, try Prairie Farms new lactose-free whole, 2% skim with calcium, and almond milk. Find them at your favorite store where Prairie Farms products are sold. Taste the homemade goodness of Prairie Farms. Farmer-owned.
Are you tired all the time or awake frequently at night? Does your bed partner say you snore? 1 in 15 Americans suffer from sleep apnea. You might be a candidate for a sleep study. Don't want to stay the night in the hospital? We have just the thing for you. A sleep study in the comfort of your own home. To see if you qualify, call me, Amanda Payne, respiratory therapist, at 217-532-4175. Hillsboro Area Hospital, your front door to a world of healthcare.
And at 9:47, let's take a look at the weather forecast brought to you by CarQuest in Carlinville and Jacksonville. You'll find it at CarQuest. Sunny skies for today. We'll have highs in the upper 70s. For tonight, becoming cloudy, there is a slight chance for rain for this evening. Expect a low of around 60 degrees. Heading into Sunday, cloudy skies, showers likely. We'll have a high of around 75 degrees. And taking an extended look at the forecast Monday through Wednesday, chance of showers Monday and Wednesday, partly cloudy skies on Tuesday. Expect highs in the low 80s. The lows will be in the low 60s. At 9:48, we have a temperature reading of 72 degrees. And the weather forecast is brought to you by CarQuest in Carlinville and Jacksonville. You'll find it at CarQuest. Sports Saturday continues right after this.
Since 1899, four generations of Huffs have been dedicated to serving families in Central Illinois. Today, they continue that tradition of compassion, personal attention, and professional service that started long ago. The Huff family has always tried to place the needs of their families first, to provide them the information to make wise decisions at such a delicate time in their life. Today, Dan and David Huff continue this family tradition. Huff Funeral Homes in Raymond, Farmersville, and Hillsboro, you do have a choice.
Are you spring cleaning? Ever wonder how to tackle the stacks of statements and bills? Sign up for Security National Bank's online and e-statements and view them in your internet banking or download them from our secure site. You can then tackle that stack of bills by using our bill pay, which is free when you sign up for e-statements. Call your local branch to find out more information or sign up today. Security National Bank, big enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
And at 9:49, Sports Saturday continues. Once again, here's Tim Mize, Terry Tote, and Uncle Ralph.
Dobinot, thank you very much. Back here on WSMI Sports Saturday, the high school sports season officially wraps up today. And in many ways, Major League Baseball is just getting underway as we are into the early part of June. The Cardinals have had a lot of night games here in the early part of the season. We'll have them back on the radio for you coming up on Thursday from New York City. I think 11:15.
They liked it so much they named it twice.
New York. Of course, they had a lot of rain up the East Coast last night. So basically, every game on the East Coast got rained out, washed away.
Cardinals were in Cincinnati last night, and
that went well.
That went very well for the Cardinals. And Adam Wainwright, man, that guy has just been awesome. And how could you not have Yadier Molina as the leading candidate for the most valuable player in the National League this year? I mean, my God.
Because he's from St. Louis.
Yeah.
Tell you what, this is a huge series. I'll
tell you what, last weekend or whenever, when Buster Posey was in town, you was looking at two of the best catchers in the game. And those guys are awesome, him and Yadier both.
And when it comes, I mean, when you're talking about Yadier and Buster Posey, it's just basically, what do you want in your ball player?
Right.
What do you
right.
want in yeah. your catcher? There's no question that in terms of offensive production, Buster Posey is at the top in terms of the catching position. But me personally, there's two positions, catcher and shortstop, where I think offense can be a little overrated. And if you just give me something in a quality glove, that's all you can ask for. And the defense that Molina plays from the catcher position, I mean, it's second to no one, probably in the history of the game.
By the way, he's leading the league in batting average.
Yes, he is. And he's got no speed.
Yeah.
So, I mean,
yeah,
the fact that he's hitting what he's hitting just tells you how hard he's hitting the ball consistently. He's not getting any infield hits.
No. He's having a banner year so far, barring injuries and whatever. You know, he's
And they love to hate him in Cincinnati, don't they?
Oh, my goodness.
I think they love to hate the Cardinals in Cincinnati. There's no love lost between those two teams.
We went on vacation.
You know, in baseball today, drives me crazy to watch guys like this. Cincinnati pitcher last night, he had a 3-2 count on almost every batter he faced. And you do that, buddy, and you're just asking for trouble.
You are, but, you know, that's one of the strengths of this Cardinals offense. 1-8. They all put in a bat on you. You know, very rarely do you see the Cardinals go up there hacking at the first pitch.
I mean, Molina's probably the worst.
Yeah. But when he hacks at the first pitch, it's because he knows that a good pitch is coming, and he usually drives the baseball into a gap somewhere. But they just always seem to have the opposing pitcher's pitch count up around 100 through five or six innings.
Yeah. They don't mind hitting with a strike or two. They just don't. And I don't know if that's John Mabry's influence, it seemed like
it's ever since August of 2011. Mm-hmm. They had their backs against the wall for so long, and they go on to win the World Series. They were just under pressure situations for so long. It's like now they all thrive on it. Yeah. They all rise to the moment, and that is so rare for a baseball player to be able to do that consistently, because it's a game of failure.
Sure.
But the Cardinals, they get two outs in an inning. It's like, all right, they're going to scratch out a couple of runs here. They did it last night with the bottom of the order.
Yeah.
Most teams, the Reds would be a perfect example. When they get runners on with two outs, they grip the bat a little tighter. They try to do things that they don't normally do. Brandon Phillips had a couple of quotes before the ball game last night talking about how, you know, the Cardinals are the best team in baseball, blah, blah, blah. But he was talking about how these are the teams that we need to beat to basically prove to ourselves that we're as good as we think we are. Whereas the Cardinals have the same mentality all the time. They don't change their focus or their approach based on who they're playing. Whereas when teams play the Cardinals, it seems like they know, all right, we got to do something different than what we've been doing. And when you try to do that, it doesn't work.
Well, and the Cardinals have been the team that's had the bullseye on their back for the last few years. So you're always going to generally get a good effort from the opposition. You're going to get a little more intensity, and the Cardinals seem to have settled into accepting that's just the way it's going to be.
See, to the Reds, this weekend series is a big series.
This weekend series could be the year.
It's a big series for them, but for the Cardinals, they're just coming in to play three against the division opponent.
You know,
it has no more weight than the series before or the series after. Now, they want a sweep.
Sure.
Of course they do, to create some separation, but they don't have the mindset of, this is a big series, because they've played in big. If the Reds would actually win a playoff series, they would know what a big series is. But they don't do that. You know, the Cardinals know what big series look like, and it's not a three-game series in the second weekend of June.
Sure.
Well, the Cardinals win two out of three, you know, and they don't have to sweep.
No.
They win two out of three, and they leave town, you know, in good shape.
And that's why the Cardinals obviously have the best record in baseball right now. I mean, on the road, they are lights out right now. The best road record in baseball. They lost the first series of the year to Arizona. And I don't think they've lost the road series since.
I don't think so.
It would look like now, if you looking in a crystal ball and looking down the road, off the top of my head, looks to me like Detroit and St. Louis ought to be the teams in the World
Series. Well, you know, there's still a long season to go.
A lot of baseball to be
played.
Every
team will go through a slump.
Yeah.
You don't know what the injury situation is going to be. I mean, you get a couple of key injuries to any Major League Baseball team. And
take the Cardinals. You get an injury to Yadier or Wainwright,
Or
you could get injuries to both.
But that's the thing about the Cardinals. Well, they've had injuries this year.
They just keep going to the well.
We heard so much about this farm system the last few years, and we're seeing it at the Major League level now. They just keep bringing up these 21, 22, 23-year-old kids, and they're getting the job done.
And the thing that I like is that the fact they bring up these guys, and if they don't cut it, back down to AAA you go.
Somebody else comes
in. Hey, we're going to give everybody a chance here.
And think about this last week that the Cardinals have had. This is a trying week. It's basically the worst nightmare that a manager will have for his club. What happened to him Thursday when they had to come back at 3 o'clock in the morning and play. The best thing that could happen was the next game to get rained out, which it did. But then you play a doubleheader, and then 2 days later you're playing a 14-inning game. I mean, those are the types of situations that can really mess you up for a couple of weeks, but the Cardinals seem to have kind of weathered that. You know, they took their lump on Wednesday. They didn't have any pitchers available on Wednesday. They took their lump
there. I still think Cosma could have thrown a couple of innings.
I'm telling you, the Wizard of Cos,
man. The Wizard of Cos, I'm telling you.
What can't he do? Everybody likes to talk about what Cosma doesn't do. I don't care about what he doesn't do.
I see what he does do.
He makes the routine play and gets clutch hits in big-time situations. That's what he does.
Yeah.
I don't care about what he doesn't do.
And
I don't care what he did in the minor leagues.
For call who?
He's the reverse.
What was that for call
guy? You know what
Pete
Cosma is? He's the exact opposite. He's like Bizarro Tyler Green. That's what he is. Tyler Green tore up the minor leagues. I mean, that dude raked like nobody's business in the minor leagues.
You're going to have to explain Bizarro.
It's a Seinfeld term to where there's basically an exact opposite to every person.
It's the alternate universe.
The alternate universe.
Yes.
Exactly.
For Trekkies, yes.
Yes,
the
there
alternate
you go.
Universe.
So that to me is what Pete Cosma is. He didn't do anything in the minor leagues. But when he got his chance in the show, so to speak, look what he's done. He's taken the job and ran with it.
And he's earned his chance because of the glove.
Exactly. We hear a lot now in the Sabermetrics times about range of fielders and all this. And sure, range is important. But there's more routine plays to be made than spectacular plays. And if you make a spectacular play but can't make the routine play, I'm sorry, but I have no use for you.
Right.
And the Cardinals, really across the board defensively, they don't make the spectacular play, but they make the routine play.
Yeah. And it's the day in, day out routine, you know, ground ball to third. You know, Freeze had an error last night because he kind of double clutched on it, and he knew it. So I think as soon as he released the ball, he knew he was in trouble.
But it was harmless.
It turned out to be.
It was harmless. As Yogi Berra always said when they asked him why he swung the balls in the dirt, he said, that's where the pitcher threw it.
So, sounds like something Willie McGee might agree with.
Yeah. Willie was of that syndrome. I've seen Yogi Berra down at St. Louis hit a home run one day, and the ball, I swear, bounced up to the plate. Oh, Yogi cut down on it, and there it went.
Some guys are just bad ball. Vlad Guerrero was like that.
Vlad Guerrero. Oh, my gosh, Tony Pena.
Yeah.
He'd go out of the strike zone and swing the bat and dislodge his arms from his armpits, My gosh, So, anyway, Cardinals are on a roll, and they'll have two night games this weekend with Cincinnati tonight and again tomorrow. So,
and then they move on to the Big Apple.
The Big Apple, where they will get the Mets. And historically, that's been a tough place for the Cardinals to go, it seems like. When they go to the Mets, they always have a generally tough time. But we'll have them on the radio Thursday morning, 11:15 on WSMI AM 1540. They're playing our song.
That's right.
We're out of time.
Next week, the Chili Dome, Farmersville. Come by and say hi to us.
That's right. So the high school sports season is done, but as you said, Football Friday will be here before we know.
The countdown is underway.
Yes, it is.
And in case you don't recognize us, we'll have headsets on.
For Tobin, Uncle Ralph, Terry, I'm Tim. Sports Saturday is through here on your 50,000-watt sports voice of Mid-Illinois, WSMI-FM, Litchfield, Hillsboro, Carthenville, and Greenville, the station you can count on.